Abnowski Usim Shu Aleph by the Rosh Hashiva Yud Beis Talmud Hei Tav Shem Mem Hei July 1st, 1985, Monday.
First one, to mention a brief abdomen, which will be expressive of the devices of Niden Zod, the Talmud of the Deva. Now, you see, there are one of them. So it will make a difference. Only woman has a role, whether it's in the media or in the job, in the Zibe, she's very much down to Harvard, even once, even Western Harvard. I mean, the Russian is Harvard, but she doesn't have to be Harvard. Even imagine, it backwards of that. She has a dinner with her daily, and she has to come like me. But with the right story. So the law is, if she sees that in the main door, so then she has to count 7 days. Not 3 days, but 7 days. Let's say a woman has a menstrual flow. In this time, that's in the middle. So then, she's male, Shiva's young. Suppose she has the flow on the Sunday. So she's male 7 days. Whether she keeps on bleeding or she does not keep on bleeding. Even if she, let's say she has a menstrual flow on Sunday, and she has a flow on Monday, and on Tuesday, and on Wednesday, and on Thursday, and on Friday, and on Shabbos will be the 7th day, but she stops. Shabbos afternoon, she stops. Then she can develop concerning Shabbos, and she tells her about it. Even though she didn't count in one clean day, she bled for 7 days successively, without a stop. But then, if at the end of the 7th day, the flow subsides, she's the best, and she retires the body, if it's in means. But suppose she sees down in the amazing day, so then it depends. If she has one flow on one day, so then she's Isobetane. And Isobetane has to count one clean day. Let's say she sees Dhamma Sunday. And Sunday happens to be the Mizid. Before I mentioned on Sunday, it will be immediate. But now I mention an example. She sees Dhamma Sunday, and Sunday is already the Mizid. So then she's Isobetane. So she's the Shemeres Yenkin every day. She has to count one clean day. So in other words, Monday has to be a clean day. If Monday is a clean day, so then Monday night she's the Galesh and that's about 9, just discussing the device. Suppose she sees down in the Mizida on Sunday and on Monday, 2 days in succession. So again, she's in her time. And she has same again. She has to count one clean day. So then she has to make sure that Tuesday day is a clean day. How does she make sure? By making the dikke. That's the only way to make sure. And if she makes the dikke, she sees she's clean. So that means she made sure that it's a clean day. So the Tuesday day is a clean day. So Tuesday night she's the palace. And the suppose she sees that on Sunday, on Monday, on Tuesday, 3 days, it should be in succession. And the 3 days are the busy day. So then she's in the daily. So the daily has to count with her, I say, 7 clean days. So she saw that Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, she's in the daily. Then Isobetane has to count 7 clean days. So she has to make sure that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbat, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Achilles. And Eve, let's say, she makes it big every day, and she sees she's clean, that means that she counted 7 clean days. So then Tuesday night she's the goddess, and she becomes a wife. This is the Raisa of the Kabbalah. So, with the Raisa, it all depends. If she sees the needles, whether she sees once or she sees 100 times, whether she sees one day it stops, or she keeps something down 7 days in succession without a stop. So she's maybe if she stops at the end of the 7th day, she's rebellious the night of the eighth day, and she's metazabad. And she's metazabad. If he means, so if she sees 1 day or 2 days, she is overcome, and she has to count one clean day, that she must end it again. If she sees 3 days in succession, she is of a daily and has to count 7 clean days. Now, suppose she saw 3 days in succession now, so she has to count 7 clean days. So, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbat, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday to Sunday. Tuesday, she makes a decay, she finds out. So then it says the whole thing. Says the whole thing, and she makes, has to make her sitare a decay before the shkia of the seventh day, and then she has to count 7 clean days again. So that's the law. One cheese is of it. If she sees that, and one of the days it takes her a whole minute, and she has to start counting the new 7 clean days. Now, so, with the right say, it's a difference between seeing down in the Mide or seeing down in the Zod. What is in the Mide, what is in the Zod? So, the Aloch is the Aloch of the Mishnah. You dalef yeim sheb in Mide le Mide is the Mide. You dalef yeim sheb in Mide le Mide, that's the Mide. What is the Aloch yeim? The Aloch yeim is right. Suppose a woman has the initial flow. Now, the initial flow, the first time that a woman has a menstrual flow, that's when it means. So the initial flow starts the means. So suppose, let's say on the first of the month, let's take an example. Let's say on the first of these, she has an initial flow. Initial flow, the first time that she had an immense flow. So that's in use. So, and then, she sees down on the eighth of this, the initial flow took place on the first of this. So that started the cycle of Nidus, 7 days. And from the first of Nisi to the 7 days, then she saw down on the eve of Nisi. So that's already the first day of the Nisius. And how many days are there of Nisi? 11 days. It's a lot of Nisi now. The Dalai Fiyayim Shebeliya Lebide is the Nisi. So if the initial flow took place on the first of Nisan, so the first 7 days in Nisan, I mean, whether she sees or she doesn't see, it's called Yimimidah. Every woman, so the days are classified into Yimimidus or Yimimidus, whether she sees or doesn't see. That's not important as far as the status of the young ones. The status have that status, whether she sees in that or not. So if the initial flow took place on the first of Nisan, so the first 7 days of Nisan are the days you need. Then, if on the eighth day she sees again, so it's already an exhibit. So it's already an exhibit. An exhibit. For how many days? For 11 days. So the eighth day, the ninth, the tenth, the 11th, the 12th, the 15th, the 14th, the 15th, the 16th, the 17th, the 18th, when you start counting from the 8th till the 18th of Nisan Kuti, you have 11 days. So if she sees down in one of these days, and the 8th of Nisan, or the 9th of Nisan, or the 10th of Nisan, she is a Zodekale. If she sees down on the 8th of Nisan, the 9th of Nisan, and the 10th of Nisan, she comes to the later. Suppose she sees down on the 11th of Nisan, the 12th of Nisan, the 13th of Nisan, she also comes to the later. She also comes to the later. Until the 18th. Now, suppose she sees down on the 8th of Nisan, she saw down on the 1st of Nisan, that was the initial flow. So that started, that inaugurated the cycle of Hymenius. So she was Hymenius. Then she saw down again on the 8th of Nisan. So she was on time. She was on time. So she counted one clean day, the 9th of Nisan. And then the night of the 10th, she is to be alive, she has a Bible. Then she sees down again on the 19th of Nisan. On the 19th of Nisan. So it's already after 11 days. Because he had 7 days of Nisan. And then the 8th day was the first day of Nisan. Was the first of the adult day of the Nisan. So you count 11 days. So from the 8th to the 18th, that's 11 days. Suppose she sees down on the 19th, so it's again the 18th. So she becomes a nida again. She becomes a nida again. Now, suppose she sees down. She sees down on the 8th, the 9th, and the 10th. After seeing down the initial flow on the first of these, so if she saw down again on the 8th, the 9th, the 10th, and in the year, 3 days in succession, so she is over there, so she has to start Zion King, she has to count Zion King. Now she saw on the 8th of this, the 9th of this, the 10th of this. So she has to count Zion King. So the 11th, the 12th, the 13th, the 14th, the 15th, the 16th, the 17th. 17 days. 17 days. So then she she's there at the count of 7 days. Now, suppose she sees on the 20th of Nisan, so it's in Midaya. Now, according to the Ramban, the Rashbam, the Ram, all the Mishnayim, except the Ramban Mishnah is a very strange. So according to the Ramban and all the Mishnayim, so once initial beginnings of it, they left. So the Yiminidus cannot start again unless she has counted, she has completed a count of 17 days. Let's say she saw down on the 14th of Nisan. That's still in Zibet. The 14th, the 15th, the 16th. 3 days. So she has to count Zion King. 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. Then, 23 is the 7th day. Then, if she sees down on the the 24th, it's in Lido again. But suppose she sees down on the 23rd or on the 22nd, it's not giving us, because once a woman becomes in Zodiac Dele, so the Yidnidus cannot stop until she completed a count of Zayin. So if she saw down on the 14th, the 15th, and the 16th, she has to count in 17 days. 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22nd, 23rd is the 7th day. So only if she sits down on the 24th, it will be neither day. But if she'll sit down on the 23rd, it will not be giving in neither day. And let's say, according to Rambam, you have another situation. Suppose she saw down on the 14th, the 15th, and the 16th. So she became very ill. She has to count 17 days. 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23rd is the 7th day. Suppose on the 23rd day she sees down, it says for the media. It says for the media. So she has to count time again. 24, 24. 26, 27, 28, 29, 30th is the 7th day. So then she'll sit down on the 31st, it will be in the same. But suppose she'll sit down on the 38th, it will not be in the middle yet, because she has not successfully completed a count of energy, because there was a scale for sensing. So the beginning of the individual again might be postponed for months, according to Rambam. That's the Rambam. The Rambam Shiti is no. The Rambam Shiti is very strange, and there are many gemaras, a number of gemaras, to negate the Rambam. So we'll see several gemaras just in this case that appears to be contrary to Rambam. And then there is a gemara in Erech Daf Zayin which seems to be contrary to Rambam. But the Rambam Shiti is, as difficult as it is, that's the Rambam Shiti. The Rambam Shiti is that once a woman started in the year, so the first 7 days are in the year, then the 11 days following the first 7 days. So Am Zibor. So according to Rambam, it's even Chesh. 7-11, 7-11, 7-11. Whether she sees down or she doesn't see down, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It's a straight Chesh. According to Rambam, and the old Hashem, it's not a straight Chesh. It's not a straight Chesh. It's not 7-11, 7-11, 7-11. It's 7, 11, and then if she sees down 3 days in succession, she becomes Isobe, so the commence, the inauguration of the Yibinida again is postponed until she successfully has completed the count of Ayin Jin, according to the Rambam, but according to the Rambam, it's 7-11, 7-11, 7-11. And what starts a new cycle of 7-11, 7-11, 7-11? So the Rambam explicitly in the Sodia says there are two things that might change the cycle of 7-11, 7-11, 7-11. Either a change in the period in the vessel for one. You know, because many women, some women don't have the vessel for one. Let's say 1 month, so she'll have a menstrual flow on the 25th day as of the preceding events of fall, and another month it will be on the 26th day as of the previous fall, and another month it will be on the 35th day, and another month it will be on the 22nd day as of the previous fall. That's a woman who does not have a vesicle. But many women have a vesicle one. Have a vesicle one. A vesicle one means that every month she sees the dam on the 26th day, for example, as of the preceding one. As of the preceding one. That's a woman who has a vesicle one. So the Rambam says like this, that once a woman started to have a menstrual flow, so the first 7 days are immediate. Then the next 7 days are immediate. Then the following 7 days are immediate. Then the following 11 days are immediate. Straight chesed, 11 days. But suppose she originally established Beset Kavua every 25th day. Then she changed it to every 28th day. So the day she changes the cycle from the every 25th to every 28th day, every 28th day starts a new cycle, a new cycle of 7-11. Or if a woman gives birth to a child, so the day when she gives birth to a child also starts a new cycle of 7-11. So these are the only two things that change the cycle of 7-11. But like this, it's a straight cycle. 7-11. Now, the Ramban is also one thing. Ramban Shiki is only that if a woman has not counted Zayin Kin, so then the Yimide are postponed. The beginning of the Yimide is postponed until she has successfully completed the count of Zayin Kin. But suppose she did count Zayin Kin, except she didn't go to the mikveh, she wasn't being called filler. So even though, as long as she doesn't go to filler, a woman remains in New York, and violence hires a policy after 50 years. If a woman came in New York and she counted Zayin Kin, but she didn't go to filler, then 50 years elapsed. She already had menopause, everything. So she still has a shem nidah. But, so the Ramban is made it, that only the failure to complete the count of Zayin Kin postpones the inauguration of the next cycle of Yimini. But the failure to go through it doesn't postpone the inauguration of the Yimini. That's in the Ramban. Alright. Now this is the rising power. Now most Rishim agree with the Shita of Rambam. The Shita of Rambam is not only that, I mean, I only know one Rishim who agrees with the Shita of Rambam. This is the Rav Amir. But in the Rav Amir we have stairs. We have stairs in the Rav Amir. In certain years, certain theories appear to be consistent with Shita Rambam, and certain theories appear to be consistent with the Shita Rambam. But except for Rav Amir, I don't know any other Rishi who agrees with Shita Rambam, because I don't know if he was contrary to the Shita Rambam. But, you see, according to the Rambam, so the average woman today, when she has a menstrual flow, is not a Zodatina Midrash. It's not Zodatina Midrash. Why? Because according to Ramban, so when can it be Yimei Zivo? Yimei Zivo can only be the 11 days following days of actual leaders. Of actual leaders. According to the Rambam. The seven, in other words, there are two basic points on which the Rambam, the Rambam differs from the Rambam. First, in regard to the Yiminido, and secondly, in regard to Yimizim. According to the Rambam, Yiminido can only begin after a woman who became Zomidele has already counted Zayinim. And then, according to the Rambam, the Yimezimo, the Yudalokim, can only begin after the 7 days of actual. According to the Rambam, it doesn't have to be the 11 days following the 7 days of actual needles. It can be potential needles. It's a state character. So it doesn't have to be the 11 days following the 7 days of actual. Now, she doesn't see the Yemenidos.
The next time she sees,
it will be Yemenidos. You have to trace the Chesh. 7-11. So, now let's see the Roshim of the Rambam. And then the Mishnah mentions briefly the Shikha of the Rambam. Now the question of the Rambam is here. Perfor Miluchas Yisroel Bie Haloche Aleph Beis Gimul Dalet Damanide Vidamazode Vidamakeishi Vidamilves Vidamtea Shalilves Kulei Dam Ephraim. ומן עמוק ירוף. Now, there are five types of dark. What does it mean, five types of dark? You can have an unlimited number of dark. We are not talking about dark that comes from the finger. We are talking about dam that comes from the water. So there are five types of dam which physiologically is the same. They all come from water. But there is a difference in the deep. But physiologically, it's all dam that comes, that emanates from the water, from the uterus. So there are five dams. Damanido emanates from the uterus. Damazovo emanates from the uterus. The Tzman is the same thing, except that in certain days it is called Damanido, in certain days it is called Damazovo. Damakeshi. What is Damakeshi? Damakeshi means a dam that comes out while a woman is in labor. Before the child is born, that's called Dam Hakeshi. You know, she starts bleeding while she is in labor, and she has not given birth. Then, once she gives birth, there is also an abundant flow of Dam. That's called Dam Yeris. And then there is Dantea. What is Dantea? Dantea means any dam, let's say, a woman who gives birth to a male, to a zohar. So she's male 7 days. She's male 7 days. And then after the 7 days, 33 days are in here. Even if she has a big flow of dam, it's not on her. If she gives birth to a girl, to a female, so then she's male 14 days, and after 14 days, 66 days is in a tear. So any dam that emanates in the Meitea in the 33 days after the 7 days in the Tumei of Yuvel Zohar, or the 66 days following the 14 days of Yuvel Zohar. So physiologically it's the same. It comes from Moket, but I'll give it externally now. So the Manido, the Mazor, the Makichi, the Mildes, the Tamteo, Shalildes, Kuli Tamehudu, Umina Mokeo, Umay Mehudu, Ubisman Lubabu, Shishtane Dine, the Tia Lady of Damus and Tabo, the Zumido of Zuzo, Keta, Rohbez, Kishetire o Yishodam Trilo, O Kishetire Bishas Vesto, the Oeshe Kobo in Doso, Harizumido Koshiva Sayon. So what inaugurates the cycle of Yuminido? The first fall. When a woman, when she attains purity, has a menstrual flow for the first time, so that starts the Yuminido. Oh, Shetiro Yishotam Frilo. Oiki Shetiro Bishas Vesto. Bishas Vesto. In other words, a woman who has a Vesak Kavua, and she has the period in the right time, in the right day. So that's also starting in the Oeshe Kavol in Yidosa. Harez Unido Kol Shiva Sayon. Be Yuaso Kol Shivo, Be Yishalu Yuaso. El Tipo Rishino Bilbat. Yuaso Dambi Mashmini. So when she sees Dam B'Tchilo, it starts in the middle. Then she sees Dam Dei, like the example I mentioned. She saw Dam B'Tchilo on the first of this. Then she saw Dam on the eighth of this. So what is it that starts in the Dao of Yehim of Yehim Zivo? How is it Dam Zivo? Mipnei Shehu B'Loi Eis Nidosti. Then I'll look at it. V'chein Kol Dam שתיר וזיכיונים שבאינבסת נידו ובאינבסת נידו, הרי הוא דם זיבו. והלוך למי שמסיני, שאין בין זמנידו לזמנידו, אלא חדוס היין דובר. כל שיר סיון שנקרי או לא, תחלוך את דל. בסת בתחלוסון, הם הנקרואים ימי נידוסון. בין רועס ובין דם, בין לא רועס ובין דם. ומה נקרואים למידו? מפני שהם רואים למידו לכל דם שתירו בהם. דמי לא יחושב. סוררם המסר זה יראה. כובשי לסיון עם שמיק ולובסת בתחלוסון, הם הנקרואים למי נידוסון. בין רועס ובין דם, בין לא רועס ובין דם. ומה נקרואים למידו? מפני שהם רואים למידו. וכל דם שתיר בהם דמידו יחושב. וכל החדוס היים שאחר השיבו, אין הנקרואים מזיבוסו. בין רועס ובין דם, בין לא רועס. ולמה נקרואים למזיבו? מפני שהם רואים לזיבו. וכל דם שתיר בהם דם זיבו יחושב. ותזויה בשלישי ישראל שהם ימידוסו ומזבוס. דן, נלוך עבור, כי הביא לספר זר תשיב. כל ימי אישו, מיים שמכל הלובסת, עד שתומס, אוי עד ש... And nothing will interrupt it unless she changes her period. Let's say, if originally her period was every 25th day, and now her period is every 35th day, so that will change the cycle of 7-11. Now, turn to the Magen Mishnah, Amoche Dao. Zeh Shekosav Rabbein, Shekol Yimei Yomisho, Me'askos HaBeset, Ad Yim HaMise, Mei Mishilo Miyudalel, Ve'itira Ve'itira, Ve'aleinim HaPseket, Ve'beset Achar, Gam Ki Nishan HaSeder, U'maskeles Ma'ashimi, U'kso Sugyes Adimore, Ki Pashto Mirasim. Avraham Banzai, I mean, this is the most basic machlokes between the Rambam and the other Rishonim in the most basic machlokes. Avraham Banzai, Birer Bereis Bruveis, Shedinateiro Bisfires Hamedes Vazile Kacha. Hoisho Sheroa Sodam Trilo, Yishebe Shiro in Dost. Roa Soyum Shmini, Nasis of Etano, Vishinar Sim Kinigadim, Ras of Yimushi, Shinar Sim, Hasim, Ras of Baby Aim, Arizus of Bayer, if she saw 3 days in succession, the 8th, the 9th, the 10th, Utsri Hoshimiki, so she has to start counting, the 11th, the 12th of the month, the 13th, the 14th, the 15th, the 16th, the 17th, Misho Shoisho Nasis of Dela, that's the crucial point in Rambam. The controversial point, and which he differs from the Rambam. Misho Shoisho Nasis of Dela, in the Chizeres Leminidus, Achetis Pershimonikin. The Rambam is Chay. The Rambam, she is, even though she does not count Shimonikin. But the Cheshbon goes unimpeded, 7-11. But Rambam says, Misho Shoisho Nasis of Dele in Chizeres Leminidus Achetis Peer Shiva Nikim. Kid, Hare Shehoaso Shleisho Yomim Bisef Yudale Vishofo Sheriflo Vihoaso Gambi Magale Shunayomi Mohuin Mide. In other words, the first of the month she had the first menstrual flow that started in use, 7 days in use. Then they started, commenced what? The Yemisida, 11 days, from the 8th till the 18th. Suppose she saw down the soul. The 16th, the 17th, and the 18th, that's the Shleish Yomim B'Seif Yudal. V'Shoa Po, V'Roa So Gam B'Im Adalet. 19th, Shehu Min Ayomim O'Huim Nimido. It couldn't be only the 19th. But in this specific case where she saw down on the 16th, the 17th, the 18th, some Leila she became Zabudele, So even though she saw down on the 19th of Nisan as well, so she's not Isabel. It's not easy. Why? Because she has to count 17 days. So, actually, still in this Kiddusha, the Sosho, the Chosho in Nisan, the Sosho, Enuel Zobet, she says, Uch Shepashtim, Shiva Nikim, Vitire, Tarzeya, Litrila Sinimino. Roasa Nida Vitrilo, Vilirasa Vidale, suppose she came in Nido, but she didn't see any down in the Vidale intervening days. Mishetire being the test, Vilirasa, Hare Nido Kivatrilo. Luihuaso at Havo, a mainly name of all is Ide, Eloarezu, Trilos Nide. In other words, according to the Rambam, so suppose she saw Jenin the first menstrual flow on the first of this. And then, so then, first 7 days on the Nido, then come the 11 days of the Nizino. From the 8th to the 18th. Then come 7 days from the 19th, 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th, 7 days. And she saw down on the 1st of Nisan, didn't see any down until the 26th of Nisan. According to the Rambam, what will it be? According to the Rambam, it would be in Ziwaya. Because it's a straight treasure. 7, 11, so you have 7, then 11, so that brings you to the 18, inclusive. Then 7 again, it brings you to the 25th, inclusive. Now it's the 26th of this, and she sits down on the 26th, so according to the Rambam, what is it? She is on the Tanya. According to the Rambam, she's not his on the Tanya. So he says, until the 26th of this, a mainly aim of all is even. According to the Rambam, so it's considered, she is considered as a Tamil. Ela areyu tchilas nido, in zimo, elo, biyudale, she smuchin, lizayet, she roaso benim. In other words, according to Rambam, so when can the Nizivu start? Only the 11 days that follow immediately the 7 days of actuals, not of potentials. Two basic points in Rambam. First, the Rambam mentions one basic point. One basic point that Yeminidus can only start after she has completed designing Kiyum, and the Rambam is saying that. And then another basic point in the Rambam that Yemezide can only start on the 11 days following immediately the 7 days of actual. According to the Rambam, it doesn't have to be the 11 days following actual news. It can be 11 days following potential news. And even though there was no actual news, she saw that she had the original flow on the first of this, she had no flow until the 26th of this. So, on the 26th of this, she has a flow. So, according to the Rambam, she is of a time. Why she is of a time? Because the 26th follow immediately upon 7 days of actual meeting, she was born. She was in Shikrin, even on the first of this, for 7 days. Then she had no flow of that. So according to the Rambam, since the 26th day does not follow actually use, it doesn't start in the zero. According to the Rambam, it starts in zero. So if you are asked, what are the two basic points of controversy between the Rambam and the Rambam, it's very important, very important. It's the basic halachas in the Chasidim. So there are two basic points of controversy in the Raisa and the Raisa level. One is that according to the Rambam, so the Yiminido can only, one basic point of controversy is in respect to the commencement of Yiminido. So according to the Rambam, Yiminido cannot start if a woman has become Israel daily until the woman has successfully completed that according to Rambam, it can start anyway. Then another basic point of controversy. According to Rambam, the Yimizibo can only start after the 7 days of actual nidus. But if there had been no actual nidus, so then the Yimizibos cannot start. Now, so according to Rambam, we have no problem with women today, established now. Of course, no woman today keeps the hajj of the 7-11. Why should she? It's not an 11 question. Before the Chachamim only sakei, the aloha that when the Isha is reyetam kicharu, so she has to come and zayin kim. So then it all depended whether she saw down in the window.
At least for 3 days, some male, according to the Rambam,
every woman today is a subject of killing the Isaac. According to Ramban, if the woman knows she didn't have flow for a number of days, and now she has a flow, so it's a high bullet that she's not his Zobe. She couldn't be Zobe, because his Zobe, the Nezirah, could only be in the 11 days following upon 7 days of actual news. But she hasn't been an actual news. For 40 days she has been. But according to the Rambam, every woman who has a flow for 3 days in succession is a suffix of a man. I mean, these are the basic, that's the basic machleket between the Rambam and the Rambam. That's the Raisa. I said that I'm going to give a brief account of this. It's most liquidity in staff. Discussing, you see, the business why we learn all of discussing, because discussing is the basic here in Lucas Nide, in Isaiah's Nide, as far as the Raisa. So we couldn't, without knowing that translated between the Rambam and the Rambam, we couldn't start the discussion. But then, the other Rabbon. So neither I say a woman is a Zobe only if she sees down the Zobe. And if she sees down the Zobe on one day, she is a Zobe now. She has to count one thing there. If she sees down, and 2 days in succession in Zibah, she is still Zibah. If she sees down, and 3 days in succession, so then she is Zibah. She is counting. Suppose, now let's see the same example. Yeah, her initial flow was on the first of this. So then the 7 days were needed. Then the 8 day marked the beginning of the Zibah. So if she saw down the 8th, the 9th, and the 10th, so then she comes to the day. Suppose she saw down on the 8th and the 9th, and the 10th she didn't see down. But at the 11th of this, she again saw down. Then she doesn't have to count Zayinki, only one thing. In other words, when does a woman become Zor Dele? If the 3 days on which she saw down was a Tzufi in succession. But if she saw down 2 days in succession, and then there was one day she didn't see down, and then the following day she saw it down again, inasmuch as she opened it, she skipped one day, not seeing down, so when she sees down again, she is only seeing down. Only when the 3 days on which she sees down are that's in the Rashi. Then, she was put upon us. One takone by Rabbi Nachorish, that called takonas rebbe disobeys, takonas rebbe disobeys, and the other takone by Rabzeir. Now, the first takone was by Rabbi Nachorish, by Rabbi disobeys, that if a woman sees down one day, so neither I say, if the woman knows that this is Yemeni day, so she doesn't have to count Nichi. Just to count 7 days. If she knows that it is a day, so she has to count Nichi. But only one day. But rather when we sat in this office, that if a woman sits down one day, whether it's Yemeni or Yemeni, so she has to count 7 days, of which 6 days will be clean days. That was his day and six clippers. Kadur Misaki, the woman sees that on his own. So she has to count the Sunday day and then six more clippers. She sees that on Monday. She has to count the Monday day and start cleaning more. She counts it, but six clippers. If she sees that like 2 days in succession, whether in the middle or in the event, so that was misakein that she has to count these 2 days in Dogen Avodah plus five clippers. Five clippers. But still, as of that day, even after Takanas Kadabas Odes, if a woman saw down on one day, she still didn't have to count 7 clippers, only that day and 6 clippers. Then Rav Zeira was misakei that if a woman sees down once, whether it's in Yiddish or in Yiddish, she has to count 7 clippers. But they were two Takanas Kadabas. One Takanas Chachamim is Takanas Kadabas Odes. If she sees down one day, she has to count that one day plus 6 clean days. If she sees down 2 days in succession, whether it's immediately today, she has to count these 2 days plus 5 clean days. Then the Rabzeira was inside. That's Takanas Chachamim. That if a woman sees down once, whether she needs or needs it, she has to count 7 clean days. So the aloha that a woman, even if she sees down once, she has to count 7 clean days, whether she needs or needs it, that's a takon samor. That's a clear samor. That's what it is. Sometimes you'll find the expression, the minag bnei Yisrael, but chas v'sholem, don't mix it up. That will be a terrible mistake. Mix it up with minag chas v'sholem. It's not minag. Sometimes you find the expression in it because the Zeira's takone was based upon the fact that this Yisroel originally wanted. But then the thing on the second says, it's not clear, Chas v'sholem, that it's a constant oil. So, but, say it was misakein, because this Yisroel is chmirolat. So that the chmirolat is only the background, the time as to why that oil wants it. But Chas v'sholem, that it's in it, Chas v'sholem. So these are the tunakons. Then there is a chumre after the chitzitah. Because as far as dinah d'gemara is concerned, if a woman sees down, whether it's in Yida or in Zira, she has to count 17 days. Suppose she sees down only one day, it's not usual. But if she sees down only one day, so it's a living body, it's a constant saver. She has to make a certificate that day, and if she finds herself clean before she did, so then she can start counting 17 days. But the tool and the chaper, they mention certain things. That's a chumre of the shape. That is an image. Because it's not. Chazal, so that's like so. What is the chumre that Rishayim mentioned? So Rishayim, prior to Ramot, mentioned only the chumre of 4 expedites. Then Ramot mentions the chumre of 5 expedites. But there is a difference between the chumre of 4 days and the chumre of 5 days. There's a difference. Certainly, in high out of situations will perhaps make him regarding the fifth day, but not regarding the fourth day. To be making regarding 4 days, so that would require an unusual heart. There are some in extreme heart situations, but a woman who cannot conceive if she counts the 5 days over the daughter's Ayin-Kin. But if she will only count Ayin-Kin, so then she will be able to conceive. So then there are Balaroya who are making in this kind of case. But it requires an extreme heart situation. Now, first, I want to explain the Humrel 4 days over and above the 7 days, because that's mentioned by the Tur, by the Mechaber. The 5 days is mentioned by the Rambam, but 4 days over and above the 7 days is mentioned by the Tur. Why is that based up? Because there is a halacha that in Phoenicia is Pilates Shechazara, so it says Alina of the Zaniki. If it's Pilates Shechazara, so it says Sayyid Alina of the Zaniki. The Zaniki. In other words, let's say that Aloha applies to Zaniki. And it applies to his other day. Now, just as you have a Zobet, you have a Zab. Now again, it is even funny, but it's not funny. You know, there are many Jewish scholars who write about Judaism and about halachas, especially if somebody was successful in becoming a doctor or getting a PhD in science. So of course he's an expert in authority and everything in the world. If he happens to be Jewish, if in addition he attended the day school till the age of Bar Mitzvah, so has come to Hamel that he's a big expert to discuss everything. So I read so many articles by Jewish doctors, Jewish scientists, they write about the Jewish law of Zohar and Zohar, and they equate Zohar and Zohar. In other words, because it's the same word, you know, Zohar, Zohar, grammatically, they are correct. But Al-Fadim, Zohar and Zohar is not the same thing. It's not the same thing. Zohar is related. We shouldn't be learning that. What is Zav? Zav, again, they are making a certain mistake. Those who write, I mean, I saw so many articles in books I read. I mean, there is so much chaos. Everybody writes. Would anyone have the chutzpah to discuss the theory of relativity if it's not a great physicist and a great mathematician? How would anyone dare? I mean, and here I'm acting, don't know anything. I mean, they discuss the Din of Midah, the Din of Zohar, the Din of Zav. So you'll find many scholars, they will wait Zav with Zohar. Zohar is Eder. That's that. That's immense full flow. Except that the Midah, it's immense full flow in the Midah, and by Zohar, it's immense full flow in the Zira. So it's a question of time. But physiologically, it's the same as Midah. Mashiach is that. Zav is the label. Zav is that condition that every person, you know, that there's a venereal disease, gonorrhea. So every person who is afflicted with gonorrhea is his out. There's a certain discharge, an involuntary discharge that comes out, but that's leaven, that's lobon, that's not blood. That's not what. Now you'll find those who write about the Din of Zahav, ends of it, they'll write about Zahav too. I mean, according to them, so every Zahav of Din is a woman who's afflicted with the year of the Chinese, a joke. But still, no one ever even criticized these scholars. I mean, the chutzpah there to write about the laws of the Torah, not knowing the basic things in Chumash that the child who learns Chumash should know. So anyway, so Izal is living, not only it's not blood, and that is a white shark that is involuntary, that is involuntary, and that if a man has that ishah, wants what ishah, so he has only liking about him. To myself, in other words, he's sorry one day, and then he stays ill, and becomes ill. Suppose he has two discharges, two rears, so then he has to count Zayniki, but it doesn't have to bring him home. If he has three rears, then he has to count Zayniki, and he has to bring him home also. So there, by vis-a-vis, there is a lot. One year, 2 years. One year, he has the same tumor as the tumor is okay. 2 years, he has to count Zion G. Not that okay. Understanding what he must have. But if he has 3 years, so then, not only does he have to count Zion G, he has to bring a cornmold. Now, you'll find in the books, those who write about Judaism, you'll find it. I mean, you'll be surprised to find it. Even in articles written by rabbis, you'll find it among artists too. So, that a Zav is one who has gonorrhea. That's not so. It is true. One who has gonorrhea is his Zav. But that doesn't mean that in order to be Zav, he must be afflicted with the sickness of gonorrhea. One does not fall from the other. In other words, when you say that all men are mortal, you know, so it doesn't mean that all mortals are men. And it was also more, and they're not men, they're not human beings. So in other words, every one is afflicted with gonorrhea is his heart. Has that involuntary discharge. But it doesn't mean that one who has that, everyone who has that involuntary discharge has gonorrhea. And as a matter of fact, the Shiva Drochim Beit Kines Hazar. So there's aloche. Sometimes when a person, because of the state of shock, he has a dishah, an involuntary dishah, this is something that happens very often, especially to nervous people. I mean, what can happen to a person who is not nervous? If, let's say, he's overtaken by a terrific shock, sometimes even of a sudden joy, so he can have to be involuntary discharge. Involuntary discharge. So the aloha is, we should have aloha victims as I. If the fear is not because of the sickness, but because of a certain illness, because he ate something, because he drank something, because of pachat, and so on, the shock, he is not done. But that's called a real Eitzim. A real Eitzim. Not like Gabi Isha. If an Isha sometimes a woman, because of a certain circumstance, will have a menstrual flow. It's not a period. So she still needs all the things in what you're machine king. There is a law that we should have drawn in bed in a salah. In the famous, what must machen, what must nicht, what must fachat, this is, she would have drawn in bed in a salah. So when is one tome to my zero? Only if it is because of a certain condition, a certain sickness. But it doesn't have to be that gay. Gonna be a, it can be any other sickness too, and you know, it can be Zara, even if you go, another sickness also. Every person who has gonna be a Zara, but this might be symptomatic of another sickness also. But Zobe is something else, that's immense through flow. So the Awaki is somebody, I got off the tangent. Point out something that is very important, because you will hear people saying, make this a statement, sounds of the same thing, except one is a man, one is a woman. It's different things. Zab is menstruation, and Zab is a certain sickness. It's labor, and Zab is other. The Gemara has a whole sukkah discussing how do we know that the Elisha is not male, Laban, how do we know that the man is not Tommy, the other. So the Gemara mentions Shuki, the Gabbai, but it's separate things. But Al Kadim, there is a lot of Zayin Kim vis-a-vis, and there is a lot of Zayin Kim vis-a-vis. So that's the halacha that is coming about, the Zayin Kim halacha. So there is halacha vis-a-vis, I mean, that he was still a Shabbat. So it says there one day of Zanki. In other words, it's out, let's say, if he had a dishab of Kerish, the Shabbat of Zahar, and this is out, he starts to count Zanki, and then on one day, so he had a dishab of Shabbat of Zahar. So then, it says there one day, and the woman who is Zobe, suppose she was polite, she was out. So then it says one day, somewhere, and that is very common, that women, married women, can be paid Shechazah involuntarily and unconsciously, they are not even conscious of it. They might be paid Shechazah. So maybe, now that has been served as a machlokes, I know you're sitting in Shabbos, till how long after Tashmish is Pilate Sheikh Bazera says a long day of Zion King? That has to do with Shuez. There's a Sugi in Shabbos. Now, the Shechnor fast is the very Shabbos. One time in Shabbos says that only if she is Pilate Sheikh Bazera within 3 days, Eine consists of 12 hours. So 3 years means 36 hours. And one Tane says that even if a woman is collected as a Shabbazara, within 6 years, 3 weeks less. So then, in other words, in each week less you have 2 weeks. So 3 weeks less is 6 days. 56 years, 72 hours, 72 hours. So it says ceremony. Now, the Rambam passes like the Tane that only if a woman is Kuleta Shechazera within 3 years, within 36 hours, so it says a 1 day of Zion King. But the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber and the Ramah, they both passed like the Tanoim, that if a woman is Pileta Shechazera within 6 years, within 72 hours as of Tashmish, so it says a 1 day. So really, there is a chumrah that's not anymore, but there is a chumrah in the two pastors like that, that before a woman is capable of starting to count the time of healing, she has to count, I'm not mentioning the chumrah of the Ramah, I'm mentioning the chumrah of the two and the Chava. She has to count 4 unclean days first. So if a woman, let's say, if a woman saw damage house, so first she has to count Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, 4 days. Then on Tuesday, she makes her tekara, she makes it again. And if she finds out herself clean, so then Wednesday is the first day of the 7th of days. And she's been tells her by law, after tefillah, Tuesday night, the following day. That's the psak of the two and the mechap. Why? Why does she have to count 4 days over and above the Zion King? Because maybe, let's say, she will be with her husband. She will be in Shamish Kitos with her husband. And Shabbos, let's say, at 5 p.m., Shabbos at the moment, she saw down and Shabbos. Now, and she will be in Shamish Kitos, let's say, 5 p.m., and Shabbos. And then she will have a discharge of Shechazera, let's say, on Sunday night, a minute before 5 p.m. Or, I mean, Sunday 5 p.m. Or Monday 5 p.m. Or Tuesday, a minute before 5 p.m. So it will be within the 3 years, within the 6 years, because we pass through the Kiddush Hazara within 6 years, 6 times 12, 3 times 24, within 3 years. So when, if she was in Shabbos Kutoso at 5 p.m. Shabbos, so when would the 3 years end? Yeah, 1 mitzvah will be Sunday 5 p.m., 2 mitzvahs will be Monday 5 p.m., 3 mitzvahs will be Tuesday 5 p.m., Tuesday 5 p.m. So if she declares Shechazera at any time until 5 p.m. today, so it will say 7 days, so maybe she cannot start counting Zion King Shabbos night. Suppose she only has a flow on Shabbos and she doesn't bleed the other days. She still, so we didn't do more, she didn't make her sectare Shabbos before she ate. Shabbos before she ate. And then start counting Zaydiki. So the Shem said no. Why? Suppose the woman was Mishamish Kitoso at 5 p.m. Shabbos. So then she's always in Sofit. Maybe she'll be Kerele Shechazera in any moment from from Shabbos 5 p.m. till Tuesday 5 p.m. then it will be Seisa. Even though it will only be Seisa one day, so why does she have to count 7 days over and above 4 days? The answer is she might be Peretz Shechazera more than once. She might be Peretz Shechazera on something, she might be Peretz Shechazera on Monday, she might be Peretz Shechazera on Tuesday. That's very kind. She might be Peretz Shechazera. So in other words, if she's Peretz Shechazera on Sunday, so when you say it's the other Sunday, she'll be Peretz Shechazera again on Monday, it will be Seisera. The Monday day, she'll be Peretz Shechazera again on Tuesday before 5 p.m., a minute before 5 p.m., a second before 5 p.m., so it will be Seisera. The Tuesday day too. So Mele, first she has to come, Shabbos on the Monday too, without looking. And then Tuesday, she's able to make it now. And if she finds herself clean, so she can start designing kingdom the Wednesday day. Because of the possibility, maybe she'll be blessed. The time is only shyer if you're in Shabbos Kutos. But suppose the husband is away, and she was not in Shabbos Kutos. So then, she shouldn't have to count 4 days over in the world the design key. So the assembly shame will say in Rahman that if a woman was Mishamish Kitoso, so then she cannot start the design key until she counts first 4 days. But if the husband is away, then there is no Shoshel to the Shechazera. Then she can start counting the Zayin Kiyin immediately. However, the Torah passes that whether she was Mishamish Kitoso or she wasn't Mishamish Kitoso, even if the husband is in Mishayah. But what Torah? So every woman before she starts counting the Zayin Kiyin, she has to count 4 days. And then she can make the exit now. But no fitness. The Amor says, no Adul Achmiya, that she has to count 5 days first. And then make the exit now and count 7 days. What does it mean, 5 days? In other words, if a woman saw down, if a woman saw down at Shabbos, so she has to count Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 5 days. Then, on Wednesday before she makes it to Tare, and if she is clean, so she starts counting 7 days. Why? It's today, 5 days, 4 days ago, 7. Because if she was Mishamish Kitoso on Shabbos, so then there is a possibility she'll be Peretz Shechazera on Sunday. So from Seisa the Sunday, she'll be Peretz Shechazera on Monday, she'll be Seisa the Monday day, and she'll be Peretz Shechazera on Tuesday, so she'll be Seisa the Tuesday day. Says Tuesday day. So Mele, she can only, so she has to count 4 days. Shabbos, Sunday. Why Wednesday? Why Thursday? Because of the next question. The extra question is, sometimes a woman might be in Shabbos because of, let's say, her father is close to Shabbos. Let's say she is 6 o'clock, 6 p.m. And she will be in Shabbos because around 6 o'clock. But she doesn't know exactly whether it was a minute before 6 or a minute after 6. A minute after 6, it was approximately 6 o'clock. And then she might think that she was Mishamish Kitoso a minute before 6. Well, actually, that she was a shamish also in the Caucasus. Then she would replenish herself, let's say, a unit after six to be, since she thinks that she was a shamish also a minute or six, so when she's replenish herself to the evening, a minute after six, she won't bother. She won't bother. But actually, she was in Shamish Mutoso a few minutes after six. A few minutes after six Shabbos. So now when she's blessed for Sarah, 1 minute after six on Tuesday night, it is still within the 3 minutes less. It's still within the 3 minutes less. And she will count Zayniki as of Missouri Shabbos when she cannot out of it. Because of that, there is a chumrah that she should count first 5 days and then make Erta. So again, that is only Shaya. If she was Mishamish, was a very short Mishamish, so again, what do? And even with the husband in the Sayan, so she still has to count 5 days and then make it to Pale and count Zayin. But that whole Humbe is based upon a controversial deed, because this halacha that Pilevi Shechazer is a Vigdele, is Pilevi Shechazer, he says that 1 day of the Zayin Kin, so according to the Raide, now this is also very important, according to the Raide, and the other Shechim, the real Raide, so it only applies to Tumasa, because by Nidhe Bazobe there are two aspects. There is the Yisrael Bible, and then there is Tumen Tara. Today, the dealing of Tumen Tara is not relevant because we are all three ways anyway. So today, only the Yisrael Bible is relevant, but the dealing of Tumen Tara is not relevant. Now, so the sheet of the Bible is that the whole Aloha, the Pilate Shechazera, he sits on 1 day of the Zion King. That's only the Gabitunah Bitaare, not the Gabitunah. Gabitunah, there is no Shalokhe, the Pilate Shechazera, he sits on 1 day of the Zion King. As far as being Mitami Taras is concerned. So then there is Aloha, the Pilate Shechazera, he sits on 1 day. In other words, that means that if a woman is his own day, and she starts to count Zayniki, so then, and she was to Pilevi Shechazera on 1 day, so then she has to count 1 extra day in order to be able to handle Taras. But being Taras of the Bible, she doesn't have to count 1 extra day. It's only since Zayniki, Not regarding this she is alive, this she is a Ramah was different. That it says regarding bylaws. So in other words, this whole aloha, that this whole home, that a woman has to count 4 days over and above 5 days, so it's only based upon Shis of Shemi that the same sayer is in the Bible. But according to the Bible, so there is no need. So this is when is the end of this Seder? 12:45? Yes? Okay. Now it's 12:25. This is the hour. And this item is very important. But this is now is also. So there is a special takone that no is pushing. Now, again, you have to be careful. because of the censorship, so sometimes when it was written in the world, Akum, so they put down Pusik. When it was written Nochri, they would put down Pusik. And sometimes when it's written Kutin, because the censors, as a rule, were bigger Marazim, they didn't know. I mean, they didn't know what is discriminatory. They didn't have the slightest idea. But if they saw the term Akum, so they immediately suspected there is something discriminatory against the body. So maybe they change it into Pusik. They change it into Pusik. Well, sometimes the printers, you know, themselves changed it, so that the censor wouldn't have an opportunity to change it. So sometimes you have to be careful. When it says Pusik, it's really the Pusik means nothing. When it says Akum, Akum means pagan, it means the hobby. But it doesn't mean it. Hobby means nothing. Whether it's in the hobby or the pay shop, it doesn't make a difference. And sometimes when it says kusin, it means kusin. Here in the Mishnah it says kusin, it doesn't mean a coin. Here it means kusin. Not a goy. Kusin, that's the Shemrei. No, those goy, whom some chayla transmigrated into Eretz Yisrael, and he brought in Eretz Yisrael, so they were faced with the problem of the Aroyic alliance who used to attack them. So in order to ward off the attack by the lions, they decided to beguile themselves. But even though they beguile themselves, so the Pasuk says in Lochim, as a king, Hoyyurei, they had fear of the Rachel, Vesalei, Hoyyurei, the French king, they fear the Rachel, at the same time they worship God with us. So there's an Afghanistan only. Whether Kusin Gera Emissary or Kusin Gera Emissary. So some Tanoim say Kusin Gera Emissary. The Geos was no Geos. Why was the Geos a Geos? Because, you know what we got today, Gio Shalom Kaloche. There was no Kabbalah. What kind of Kabbalah meekness was it? What kind of Kabbalah meekness was it? If they continue to be in the Abizor, some male Gaels was no Gaels. The Gaels were no Gaels. Some of them say could see Gaels that the Gaels was there, even though they remained in the Abizor. So the Gaels was still there. So for the Tanoim that Kusin Gerawai is here, so then they are going. So Kusin are going. Ordinary going. The Gaels is moving.